My topic this morning is the three needed graces. Actually, it's only one. All right. It is humility. Humility, humility, humility. I say three graces because it is so vitally important that we have this elusive quality known as humility. It is elusive in that when we think we have it, we don't have it. Now, in the Gospel of Matthew, our Lord Jesus Christ says, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Now we talk about fruits of righteousness and fruits of repentance that need to be shown by those who are true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And indeed, they must be shown by us if we are true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. For a good tree will necessarily produce good fruits. But there are many kinds of fruits of righteousness and fruits of repentance. But I dare say that the one that makes out a person very, very clearly to be a Christian, a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ, is this quality known as humility. I'd like us to consider this subject as taught by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, in the passage that we just read in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, we read that in verse 1, that the Lord Jesus Christ was invited by one of the chief Pharisees to his home to have a meal. It was a Sabbath day, and then on that particular day, the Lord Jesus Christ healed a man who was suffering from the dropsy, possibly epileptic fits. Now, we do not know for sure. The Lord Jesus Christ healed him, and it was the Sabbath day. And of course, the Pharisees and the scribes were all looking at him hawkishly to condemn him. And then the Lord Jesus Christ, then, of course, they didn't vocalize their condemnation, but the Lord knew what was in their mind. And then the Lord said this to them, which of you, in Luke 14, verse 5, he says, which of you who has an ox or an ass that falls into a pit will not immediately pull out the animal from the pit to rescue the pit, even if it is on the Sabbath day? And the scribes and the Pharisees, of course, had no answer to the question posed by the Lord Jesus Christ, because they were really very hypocritical. They were filled with a very warped sense of righteousness. They were very, very judgmental. The truth was, they were very proud. Then the Lord noticed how